Ulysses by James Joyce. Adapted for BBC Radio by John Scotney and produced by Peter Kavanagh. Episode 1. Introduced by Seamus Heaney.
Nobody should be put off by the title Ulysses. It sounds Greek and classical, but when James Joyce used the name as the title for his novel, he made it as modern and approachable as the headline of a newspaper. Its hero, in fact, is a sort of newspaper man himself. Like the Ulysses of legend, he wanders through the world, but his world is not a place of kings and courts and shipwrecks, but a city of bars and fights and funerals. His wife is not the classical, faithful Penelope, but an unfaithful, indolent concert singer called Molly Bloom. And then there is Stephen Dedalus, the young Dublin intellectual, whom his friends mock as a bard and a boozer. Yet Stephen is also an important aspect of his creator, James Joyce, who was determined, as he said, to forge the uncreated conscience of his race.
Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. A yellow dressing gown, ungirdled, was sustained gently behind him on the mild morning air. He held the bowl aloft and intoned, "Introibo ad altari Dei." Halted, he peered down the dark winding stairs. "Come up, Kinch, come up, you fearful Jesuit." Solemnly he came forward and mounted the round gunrest. He faced about and blessed gravely thrice the tower, the surrounding land, and the awaking mountains. Then, catching sight of Stephen Dedalus, he bent towards him and made rapid crosses in the air, gurgling.